Yeah. When can you tell me what the when a candidate wants to get to, when a political candidate wants to get tougher on and wants to get stop crime, he says he wants to get tougher on
crimes?
Yeah, he said, let's bring back. We don't have enough.
You'd have to bring, what you, I guess what you mean is you have to bring back more restrictions.
Yeah.
Than we have.
Yeah. Folks might say, we don't have enough law. What?
We don't have enough law and order. And another thing that's right in this country, of course, I guess people say I'm crazy for saying it, is when they're taking a chair and a strop from the prison farm over there.
Before you had the electric chair, though, murder.
That's right. You had the electric chair then. You didn't see them running over there every month. But now they don't have to work. Tell me, I ain't been all the way around that place. They say they don't have to work unless they want to. You go over there maybe. Yeah, maybe you kill a fellow and go and stay a month. Next thing you know, you back out on the street, you can kill another if you want to.
Look here. There was a boy in my home, well, near my hometown, and he killed 8 people. And in less than 2 years, they put him in the mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 2 years, he was out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
They were hung at that time, they tell me. Now, I wasn't hearing them vehicles.
Yeah.
No, they had a... They tell me they had a gallows, I guess they call it a gallows. Had a platform you went up on and they put that rope around and I knocked that trigger out one and he was hung. Of course, I wasn't here, I don't know. That's hearsay, I'm telling you now.
Somebody wanted to commit suicide, he got a rope and
hung himself.
Hung himself.
Mm-hmm. We had a fellow do that last year. Church man, I thought he was the best Christian man I ever seen in my life. And he hung his own self.
Huh. I had an uncle who jumped off a big hotel.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I wouldn't have been thought that boy would have killed himself and nothing enough.
When folks are going to town, did you ever ride anything in town? What'd you call the thing that folks would ride on in town?
Oh, I rode them old flying jennies, and you know, when they have these carnivals.
Yeah.
The fast wheels, they call them.
Yeah.
And then go all the way around like that.
I was talking about something you might ride down the street.
Oh, no. Well, back when I was a kid in Pine Bluff, they had a street car. You know, you'd get on it and go. Like you can catch a Cherry Street car to go down Cherry Street and Main Street car. All that's done away with.
You tell it when you wanted to go somewhere, you'd tell the conductor, this is where I want.
Went off.
Yeah.
Or you just had a cord there, you'd pull it, and you know somebody wanted to get off of it and stop.
I bet those things are fun to ride on.
Yeah, they are.
When you were young, what was Pine Bluff like? Can you tell me about it? Did you go in any?
Pine Bluff growed a whole lot, but
did you have streets?
Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was big enough, they had, well, they naturally had streets, they had street cars.
Yeah.
But before then, they just had the, you know, regular trails that you went down. They tell me, just dirt trails go down between the stores, they call them streets.
Yeah.
But after so long time, they put the street cars in, and that people rode them back as far as to work, and uptown and downtown.
Did you have something alongside the shops and stores that people could walk on?
Most places did. Sometimes you'd have